Hi, this is Ernie Fazio, and the show is Earnestly Speaking. I'm talking to Nick Ivanoff today, and he's a great advocate for major infrastructure. He works with organizations around the country that have that as their mission to get things done. And Nick, one of the things that you know occurred to you and to me is that it takes a ton of money, and maybe we're not in the mindset of what we were years ago when we said, "Hey, let's build it. We'll find the money." Where are we at?
Well, Ernie, you're absolutely right, and you can't underscore enough that everything we talked about, all these modes of transportation, do take an awful lot of money. And if you take a look at it, we were certainly the leader in developing infrastructure and building, iconic structures. I mentioned the TWA terminal last time, but, we were leader in some of the biggest bridges and some of the most beautiful.
When you talk about you mean your company, right?
No, I mean we as the United States.
Oh, yes.
And we were the world leader. And certainly for whatever reason, and there are many reasons, and we can go off on a whole tangent with that, but certainly over the past several decades, the investments that we've made have been slower, and unfortunately, the infrastructure that we do have, we need to keep repaired, and it has deteriorated.
You know, in the last segment, I said to you, these things not only create jobs in the immediate, they also create better revenues for the companies that use them. And you know what I'm thinking about? When they built the Erie Canal and they opened up the Midwest to the East Coast by the Erie Canal, that made a boost in the economy that was very measurable.
Well, you know, Ernie, let me address that from two standpoints. First of all, improving our infrastructure creates really good jobs, not only in the construction field. We always think about it as construction, but there's a lot of white-collar jobs, engineers, surveyors, planners, environmentalists. It also creates blue-collar jobs either in the construction side, equipment manufacturers, people like Caterpillar, iconic American company. All of these companies participate in the construction of the infrastructure in the United States. But as you point out, it also, once the facility is constructed, it totally helps and has a great positive impact on the economic activities and economic vitality of a region and perhaps even the whole country. What's very interesting is, as we talked earlier, there is a need for additional funding for infrastructure. And so when we say about gas tax, increasing, for example, the gas tax, well, you said, well, politicians oppose it. But do you know who was the first to come out in support of it? It was the truckers, the people that probably use just about as much fuel as anybody, said, hey, you've got to increase the gas tax because we have to improve the roads. We have to increase capacity. We have to make investments.
You know, that sounds counterintuitive on the surface, but the fact of the matter is, I bet some of these people are using alternate routes that are longer because they don't have the facilities to get to where they want more directly.
Well, and not only that, but, you know, this is going back several years ago, but not that many, a couple of years back, the truckers rated some of the worst roads in the country. And one of the absolute worst at the top of the list was the Cross Bronx Expressway in New York, because that road is either always congested, you're always in stop-and-go traffic.
I avoid it.
Right. And unfortunately, the truckers going from, mid-Atlantic to New England, they don't have too many alternate routes. They ultimately have to come through, using I-95.
Yeah.
And that's the point. The truckers, the major delivery companies like, FedEx, UPS, they all recognize that we need to improve this infrastructure to keep the economic vitality of the country.
You know, I want to talk to you about the other alternatives that might be. Would the Tappan Zee Bridge be an alternative for that route?
Well, to some extent, I guess, but it certainly increases the travel. If you're coming up the New Jersey Turnpike, you then have to take 287 in New Jersey, which is a very roundabout way
to get to
the New York State Thruway and then down to the Tappan Zee.
Yeah, but if you want, but it, there would be some locations that it would be useful for, let's say if you were going to Boston, mm-hmm. and let's say from south to Boston.
Well, yes, except, as I said before, it's circuitous to get around the heavily congested New York area, and I think that's where people start keep moving, but it'll take you as long to get there as sitting in traffic, potentially, you know, so it's a, I guess there are trade-offs depending on time.
By the way, whether it be maglev or conventional rail, that bridge should have been built with a rail, portion of it. I was at a hearing, and I said, where's the rail portion of this going to be on this bridge? They said, we're not going to have one. I said, well, eventually you're going to need one. And instead of costing $4 billion for the bridge, it's going to cost you another $4 billion for the rail link. Why don't you just build it together and add another billion? And, of course, that fell on deaf ears, and that never happened.
Well, a billion here, a billion there, and it comes up to be real money, as
I know,
somebody
I know.
Said once, right?
That was Dirksen.
Right.
Senator Dirksen from from the Midwest. I guess it was Ohio, wasn't he?
I can't say I can recall. I'm sorry.
All I know is he was a pretty witty guy sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, let's talk about money again. Outside of the direct users of the roadways and the bridges, who do we hold up and get money from, you know?
Well, it's not a question of holding up.
I know, I'm crass. I'm from Brooklyn.
No, that's quite all right. I was born in Brooklyn myself, so I can relate. Now, listen, Ernie, I think there are some projects, and they're starting to happen in and around this country. This has happened in other parts of the world for a much longer period of time, but they're called public-private partnerships, okay? There are opportunities where on a job that, let's say, there are just not enough federal or state or local funds, government funds available, the private sector may find that it may be worthwhile and profitable to get into the infrastructure business, build
but
a bridge.
But if they do, does that make a long-term higher cost to the users?
No, I don't believe so. I think that I think the private sector can very often, first of all, I think they don't necessarily have, call them the same restrictions sometimes as government, and I think that the private sector can do some things more efficiently than the government, and therefore it, again, in a public-private partnership, the government can impose limits on how much the tolls would go up, et cetera, but the private company needs to make sure that they build something that's going to last and that they maintain it in good order so that the people would use it. So there are many opportunities where public-private partnerships make sense.
Well, I think what you're saying is we have to have an open mind.
Well, absolutely. An open mind, and we can't immediately, let's say, no, this won't work. We should have an open mind and see what works and apply it.
Yeah. And, if I say it should be done by the government and I'm a communist, and if you say it should all be done by private industry, you're some kind of a crazy capitalist who doesn't care about people. But, the truth of the matter is all of those extremes are a rhetoric that we don't need. What we need to do is take a problem and solve it. So
totally agree. Yes, absolutely.
And there are a lot of reasonable heads out there, but none of them in Washington.
Well, hopefully some of them are listening to your show, and maybe they'll take some of this nice, good common sense that here you and I have espoused over the past half an hour and take it down into Washington and apply it.
Well, I wish you luck, because I think that what you're doing is extremely important. It's important to the economy. It's important to your membership. And it's important to the advancement of this country in general. And we didn't get here by not having these things. We did these things before. This is Ernie Fazio. I've been talking to Nick Ivanoff. And I want to thank you for listening. This is Long Island News Radio, 103.9 FM. Thanks.